Nathan Zgura here at First Energy Stadium, where the Browns fall to 0-13. And while this kind of thing after the game has become all too familiar, this one hurts a lot. The Browns end up losing in overtime to the Green Bay Packers. They went into the fourth quarter with a 21-7 lead. They ultimately gave up 20 unanswered points to the Packers to lose this game. And I think when the Browns look back at it, every week we say it comes down to a couple of plays, but this week it was so true. And really, I think they're going to have to look a lot at special teams. On the Packers' first possession of the game, the Browns' defense held. On fourth down, the Packers ran a fake punt. They picked up the first down. They ended up going on to score their first touchdown and be up 7-0. Now the Browns would answer DeShone Kizer, throwing a touchdown to Josh Gordon. On the day, Kizer would throw a career-high 3 touchdown passes. He was 20 of 28. It was his best game in many ways, but it will be remembered for a costly interception in overtime. It was third and short for the Browns. They wanted Josh Gordon on a slant. The Packers took that away. Kizer scrambled right, then back left. And as he scrambled left, he saw Isaiah Crowell about 30 yards down the field by himself wide open, similar to the way the Browns blew a coverage and allowed Jamal Williams to catch the Packers' first touchdown. All he had to do was heave the ball up, and the Browns would have won this game. Instead, he was hit by Clay Matthews as he threw. The ball floated down the middle of the field, and it was intercepted by the Packers, who a few plays later found Davante Adams on a slant. He missed, made a couple tackles miss, ran into the end zone for the gut punch and the loss for the Browns, who dropped now, as I said, to 0-13 on the season. And this was the one. There was a new buzz in the stadium. There was a buzz with John Dorsey, a buzz with Josh Gordon's first home game and his touchdown. On the day, Gordon would catch a touchdown. Corey Coleman would catch a touchdown. Duke Johnson would catch a touchdown. But we talked about special teams earlier. I mentioned the fake punt. Well, at the end of the game, with the Browns clinging to a 21-14 lead, two plays in a row changed the course of this game. The first, on third and short, DeShone Kizer threw a perfect ball to David Njoku. He caught it, it appeared. It was ruled a catch on the field, but as he went to the ground, the ball came out. Incomplete. Fourth down. He catches that one. The Green Bay Packers don't have enough time really to stop the clock. The Browns would have been able to run it out or at least run it down significantly before giving the Pack the ball. Then on the punt, a 66-yard return. The Browns had him surrounded. He ran left, he ran right, he ran back right, brought it all the way back down to the Browns 30, and the Packers would go on to score ultimately from the 1 yard line with 17 seconds left to send this game into overtime. The Browns won the toss. Kizer with the interception as he was hit trying to make a play. And unfortunately, the Browns just can't get it done. It's those few plays a game every week that happen to catch the Browns and force them to be a team now that sits at 0-13, the only 0-13 team in the National Football League. They had their chances. This is the one that they had. They needed somebody to step up, make a play. It did not happen. The drop by Njoku and then special teams. They allow a fake punt. That leads to a touchdown and puts 7 points on the board. And then the 66-yard punt return. You just can't have that in that situation. And the Browns defense couldn't hold. And they go to overtime. And they go home again losing. And this one, I'm sure, hurts everybody in that locker room. And I haven't seen the players this dejected after a loss. You could tell they felt it. They had it. They had every opportunity to win today, and they did not get it done. For the latest on your Browns, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.